and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two, the history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Pastor Chatfield, go ahead and pick up where you left off.
We're talking about the Gettysburg Address. It's probably the most famous speech in American history. It was delivered by Abraham Lincoln November 19th, 1863, a few months after the Battle of Gettysburg. It was a dedication of the National Cemetery. Remember, the Battle of Gettysburg was a decisive turning point of the war. 150,000 men, approximately 50,000 wounded or dead. It was the last incursion of the South into the North. It was Robert E. Lee's greatest defeat. Bad call on July 3rd for him to think that he could take Pickett's men and charge in the center of the Union line. They lost. And they never recovered from that. It would have been possible if the Union would have followed up immediately and chased them back across that field. I mean, they might have been able to end the war sooner. But in retrospect, is hindsight's always 20/20. But they didn't, and the war did not end. It went on for almost 2 years more. But the South was definitely, even though they won a few more victories, they were never the threat that they were. The last great hope for the South during the Civil War was the election of 1864. If Lincoln would not have won that election, McClellan, the Democrat, probably would have given in to calls for peace and allowed the South to secede. So they were putting all, they were hoping that they could last until the election, because if McClellan would have gotten elected, it would not have gone. I mean, he would have withdrawn, and they would have lasted, and who knows what history would have been like. But they did lose. And by the way, what caused that to happen? The loss of the election to the Republicans, Lincoln, by the Democrats, was the taking of Atlanta by William Tecumseh Sherman. That was critical, because everybody in the North said, "Whoa, we finally captured Atlanta. We're gonna win the war. Let's stay true. This is gonna end." And so history is history, right? But this was a great speech, very inspiring. And it said this, that this country is based upon the idea that all men are created equal. And everybody knew somewhere, somehow, that this war was over slavery. Lincoln will say that exactly in his second inaugural address, less than 2 years later. But you kind of knew it, that the Gettysburg Address was about, can a nation that's based on the idea that all men created equal, can it endure? It was still an experiment at the time. It still is an experiment. Can a country based on the idea that ultimate power resides with the people, can it exist? Can it long endure? And that's what the war was about. Or will it break apart? And who knows what history had been like if we didn't have a president like Lincoln that endured all the criticism. And by the way, I already read in the first half hour, a lot of people thought that this was a rotten speech. Who is this country bumpkin Lincoln? Good grief, he's tall, he's gawky looking. He's from the West, Illinois, considered the West in those days, rail splitter. All he likes to do is tell these silly stories. They didn't understand the genius of the man, and he was a genius. He was very intelligent, very good guy, but he was a genius, too. He understood things, and he was not that popular. Before the Battle of Atlanta in 1864, he thought he was going to lose the election. He says, and lose badly. The election were held right now, we would lose, and we would lose badly. But he says, here we are, we're dedicating a portion of this field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives, that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. It was a good thing that they were doing. But then he stepped back and says, well, but in a larger sense, we really can't dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. By the way, I've been to this, to Gettysburg, I think 6 times. Why? This is where it's at. I've been to Gettysburg, it's where it's at. I mean, it's where the country was saved. Whenever I go to Washington, D.C., I go to Lincoln Memorial. You got to go. You know, what's so good about it? Well, you got a big statue of Lincoln sitting in a chair. You have one wall inscribed in the wall is his second inaugural address. And on the other side, you've got the Gettysburg Address. His two greatest speeches. It's almost like you read this. This is where this is at. But he said, look, Lincoln said, the brave men who struggled here have consecrated far above our poor power to add or detract. Now, as I look backward on this, that would include both Northern and Southern soldiers that died. Let me explain. I'm not sure Lincoln meant that in the Gettysburg Address, but I'm sure he meant it in his second inaugural address. The brave men who struggled here, both North and South, were struggling over the definition of freedom. And I do not castigate every Southern soldier, every Southern general, that they're all traitors and they all should have been hung and we should have had a gigantic purge of all. I mean, no way. And Lincoln didn't look at it. By the end of the war, he said, with malice toward none, with charity for all, let us heal the nation's wounds. He said that this war came upon North and South for the sin of slavery. So what was happening at Gettysburg is we were struggling to define what freedom is. We all believe that all men are created equal. Let me back up. That's not true either. By the 1850s, there were some Southerners that were saying the Gettysburg Address is not true. They were saying, and the Declaration of Independence is not true, that all men are created equal. He said they would say, obviously not. Black men are inferior to white men. They were rejecting that. And initially they argued, well, you gotta understand that all white men are created equal. But by the 1850s, there were apologists for the South who were saying, no, black people aren't people, which was a terrible heresy, of course, terrible, evil falsehood. But that's what they were arguing. This war settled it. Now, listen, not everybody in the South believed that. Robert E. Lee didn't believe that. Very few of the generals in the military of the Confederate armies believed it. But some people did. And if we'd have lost the war, if the Union wouldn't have been saved, who on earth knows the history that would have been written? Have no idea. We could conjecture about that all day long. We wouldn't know. But that nation did live. And he says, here we are, and we want to have a new birth of freedom. A new birth of freedom. That comes right out of John's Gospel, chapter 3. You must be born again. There needs to be a new birth. You need to be renewed. And now that new birth is that, hey, we're going to start trying to practice the idea that all men are created equal. Black, white, yellow, brown, all men are created equal. And all men are equal under the law. And that biblical concept that God is no respecter of persons that's found throughout the entire Bible should be instituted into our laws. And so we need a new birth of freedom. It was right here that I think the country started to say, hey, this war is not just about preserving the Union, which in of itself is good. The Union needed to be preserved. I'm not going to say that the Civil War was pointless before the Gettysburg Address or before the Emancipation Proclamation. I'm not going to say that. But this added a new dimension. We are fighting this war to preserve the Union and to free the slaves because all men are created equal. This is the new birth of freedom. And that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. And the government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. Listen, if we lose the Battle of Gettysburg, if the South, the Confederates, gain their independence and prolong the institution of slavery, it would not have just meant that the South would remain slaves. They had visions of promoting, transporting the institution of slavery into Mexico, the Caribbean islands, and all of South America, and a gigantic slave area. They had visions of that. I'm not saying it would have happened, but they had visions. Some of the Southerners did. People like Robert E. Lee, who thought slavery was wrong, and he believed, he thought secession was wrong, but it was his state. He felt his first duty was to his state. Looking backward on it, Lincoln said that we're just instruments in the hands of God, and that blood had to be shed to atone for the sin of slavery, and that this was a necessary purging of the country, and that a popular government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from the earth. At this time, that was still an experiment. Can you start with the people? Can the people organize themselves in a civil body politic and form a government? Can that actually happen? Social contract theory of government, the ideas of John Locke, Jefferson, the founders, is that possible? Or can men get together and form a government and obey the laws and have it work out and power resides from the people? Or you have to have a tyrant. You have to have a strong man forcing things. Can't we make our laws and have freedom? That's what this was all about. In the end, we won. But by the way, the experiment goes on. The question, can we govern ourselves? Is popular government, representative democracy, is that possible? Can that continue? That question, I guess, to some measure, is still open.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it's interesting. I don't know if you've been noticing or not, Donald Trump's speeches and the meetings he's been having in the Middle East. And I think that is something we need to talk about in the last segment here as we wrap up this history lesson, is that the fact that this is without a doubt a new direction for the countries and the people over there in the Middle East. So we'll wrap it up. Final segment of our history lesson of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problems solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield as we get his headset reconnected to his phone. We'll be able to add him into the studio here. Pastor Chatfield, go ahead and reconnect your headset and stop the air. We're getting massive air in the background. So,
yeah, can you hear me, Randy? I can barely hear you right now for
some
reason.
We got you back. Go ahead.
Okay, so I've been talking about the Gettysburg Address. I guess I need not read it again. But probably the most famous speech in American history given by Abraham Lincoln. I've memorized this many years ago. I'm putting it out on, I'll put it out on your page. And I'm going to start putting all of these documents that I've memorized. This is very profound. It was spoken in the King James Version of the Bible, a beautiful language, brilliant, very short, two-minute speech, 271 words. It was at the dedication of the cemetery there at Gettysburg. Wasn't greatly received by everybody initially, but the more you look back at it, it was a brilliant speech. Let me close it with, here's something that was in the Patriot News and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in the year 2013. Wow, 160 years later. It said this. This is interesting. It retracted its original reporting on the address, which it described, and many papers did, described it as silly remarks deserving the veil of oblivion. All right. And so here's what they said about what they, this newspaper, which what they originally said about the Declaration of Independence. 70 years ago, the forefathers of this media institution brought forth to its audience a judgment so flawed, so tainted by hubris, so lacking in perspective history would bring, that it cannot remain unaddressed in our archives. The Patriot and Union failed to recognize the momentous importance, timeless eloquence, and lasting significance of the Gettysburg Address. The Patriot News regrets the error. Everybody can see now what it was. And here's just another lesson for history. Remember, Abraham Lincoln wasn't that popular while he was president. There was a segment of the population that was for him, but there was still a Democratic Party out there in the North that thought he was not up to it. And there were abolitionists on one side that thought he was too timid, and they were more general Republicans that thought he was too aggressive. I mean, he couldn't win for losing. Everybody stuck the course. The war was won. The Union was preserved. And we did have a new birth of freedom. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery. The 14th Amendment secured for them their rights as citizens. And the 15th Amendment secured the freedmen their right to vote. Pivotal point in American history. And this speech, it was good. Okay, there you go, Randy. I'm pretty much done.
Well, you bring up a point that Donald Trump is not that very popular right now. Republicans, establishment swamp creatures, they don't like him. The Democrats don't like him. He's almost being president along the same lines as Abraham Lincoln from what you're describing.
Yes, you can't judge. Listen, God is the judge of all things. Or maybe or even a historian. We don't know how this is going to end. We don't know exactly how this is going to end. I'm one that wants to go back to George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. Let's stay on the same path of our country, which was, America first. It has been. And so that is my belief. I came to that conclusion back in the 80s. Now, Pat Buchanan was he was the guy that argued this before anybody, or so few thought it was popular. I mean, he argued against George Herbert Walker Bush and then later George W. Bush. And I'm not saying those are bad people, but they were more internationalists. They wanted America to do everything throughout the entire world and so on and so forth. Hey, we got to concern ourselves with America first. That's my take on it. But and exactly how that plays out in all things, that's going to be up for debate.
Right. Well, it's pretty interesting. The trip wraps up today. I don't know if you know this or not, but Brett Baer of Fox News at 6 o'clock special report is going to have the entire hour with Donald Trump about this trip. So record it, do what you can, but I highly recommend. I'd like to get your perspective on the interview today and what he wraps up and lists as his accomplishments and all the things he's been able to do this week in the Middle East.
Amen. I just say this. I'm a little leery of this trip, but let's see. I'm going to withhold judgment. But I am a little leery of this international, what he's doing there, but who am I? That's my point. I'm a little leery of it, though.
Yeah, I understand. Well, greatly appreciate it. I apologize for the technology not working out today, but we'll get it fixed here this week. And, of course, Sunday service. Mother's Day was great last Sunday, but we're back to the Bible. And what should people, at this point, do you know what page they should have the Bible open to?
Well, Job. I'm gonna tweet about Job, and you'll see about Job.
Okay, very good. And again, that's on the radio station and the Patriot Voice Radio Network, 11 to noon on Sunday. If you can't be there in person, check them out on the radio. And absolutely, we do this as a public service. We greatly appreciate you, sir. And God bless, and we'll see you on the radio on Sunday.
Amen. See you, Randy. God bless you guys.
Final hour, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach.